is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am so interested in bringing today's guest into our Healthy Habits show. Alara Sage is an intuitively gifted spiritual teacher, healer, and activator of Kundalini Shakti. She is the founder and creator of Unity Academy, an academy that awakens people to the divinity within and unifies them into wholeness through teaching of the divine trinity, body, mind, and spirit. Alara teaches and mentors provocatively and soulfully as she pulls from a well of deep wisdom and learned experience. I can't wait for you to take us on your journey, Alara. So welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. I'm really excited for this conversation that we're having today.
I am too. And I really would love for you to take us on that journey that has led you to creating Unity Academy and the work that you are doing with the women that you encounter.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been blessed to be divinely guided my whole life. And at the age of 19, I thought I was going to go into corporate world of computer programming of all things. And my higher self redirected me and I traveled the world and taught scuba diving and really have just really indulged in my life and exploration of it. And so I was been quite spiritual my whole life. However, in 2014, I never quite get the year 100% correct. Out of nowhere, I had an awakening experience, very intense awakening experience. At the time, I was working on horses. I was an equine physical therapist. So I did physical therapy to the horses. It was a beautiful experience. The horses were teaching me how to use my energy for healing. They were communicating with me. I had a lot of angels and other beings showing up. And I was going through a lot of learning in that time. But I had to always drive to the horses. So one day I got in my car and I'm driving down the road to go to the horses and my higher self pops in and says, Om, three times. Now at that time in my life, I meditated every day. I knew what oming was, but I didn't practice it. So I was like, oh, okay. That's new, but I'll do it. So driving my car, nice deep breath, Om, all the way to the end. Did that two more times. And at the end of the third Om, an energy shot from the base of my body, all through my body, out my crown. And I went into a full body ecstatic orgasm and had to pull the car over and kind of just be in this very, very orgasmic, ecstatic energy. Now, for me at the time, that was very, very unique. I had never had a full body orgasm driving my car, let alone in the act of sex. And even in the act of sex, orgasm at that point in my life was quite challenging. Everything had to be just so. I was very mental for me, and I wasn't really in my body in the present moment during sex. So this full body orgasm driving my car was just totally so far from my normal experience. And it lasted for a couple of minutes and it was just so delicious, the energy moving through my body. And I had no idea what was happening to me. And after the initial orgasmic energy subsided, I was just on this like cloud nine space. I was just so ecstatic, got back on the road, you know, got to the freeway. I'm just like, music is blaring. I'm just dancing in my car. I'm waving at everybody. You know, I'm just like feeling it. And that, you know, slowly kind of let off throughout the day. And what ensued after that was very interesting, because what had happened to me is I had had a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. So the Kundalini is at the base of our body, the coiled serpent. And when she releases, she begins her journey up into the crown, where we experience divine union. And usually that takes a very long process. And some people experience spontaneous Kundalini awakenings. But again, I didn't know what that's what had happened to me. So as she released in my body and as she shot through my body, what she did is she came with it a lot of suppressed emotion. At the time, I thought that I was really like emotionally balanced, and I was actually just emotionally suppressed. And so I had 5 months of erratic, chaotic emotion. 1 minute I would be laughing hysterically at nothing. The next minute I would be on the floor weeping in deep sorrow and grief. And the next minute I would be raging, screaming at the top of my lungs. And I kept checking in to my higher self. Am I going crazy? And my higher self said, no, breathe into your body and allow. That's all I got. And so I kept doing it. And I asked several times, because for 5 months is a long time when you're going through something that intense. And I didn't understand. And after the 5 months-ish, and it started to all mellow out, a book came into my space called Kundalini Awakening. In the first chapter about spontaneous Kundalini Awakening, nailed it on the head. And I learned what had happened to me. And the most beautiful thing about that experience was it showed me where I was, where I was at that time in my life. I was sexually shut down, and I was shut down in all areas of my life. Cause in all honestly, you can't be shut down in your creative life force energy and not be shut down everywhere in your life. I had a very good life from the external looking inward. I had a husband. We got along. We were a great team, 2 young children, beautiful home, all the things. And I didn't enjoy my life. I didn't even enjoy the things that I should enjoy. The things that I thought that I enjoyed, I didn't really enjoy. And yeah, it was just really radically shut down. So from that perspective to then experience even that glimpse of the ecstatic state, the ecstatic self, and to actually feel in my body, wow, first off, this is possible for me because here I am experiencing it. And second off, this is what's possible and that's where I'm at. And so it started this journey of really understanding why was I not experiencing that ecstatic self, and why was I experiencing the numbness? Because it's not even that after the 5 months, ta-da, I was all awake and beautifully in divine union all the time. You know, I still was very much in my journey. And, you know, it led me to really understand where that initial shutdown came from, the shame that I was carrying, particularly in my sexual energy. But in my voice and in my inability to really strongly stand in my boundaries and express myself, and the desire to help other people move through the same.
You've mentioned it a few times, so I want you to share with our listeners what Kundalini Shakti is, so they are more aware of the beauty of it.
Absolutely. So Kundalini Shakti, again, Kundalini is what it's called as a coiled serpent. So before it activates, and then it's known as Shakti. And Shakti is the primordial femme, the feminine, the primordial feminine energy that exists within all of us, regardless of your sexual identity, regardless of your sexual organs. All humans have it, and it's literally everywhere. It is creative life force energy. So it's that which creates everything. And it's also deeply healing and transformative when she makes that journey. So I always say, you know, the Western symbol for medicine, which has the cross and the 2 serpents, that's actually coming from the symbol of Kundalini. because our Kundalini energy is deeply healing. When she activates and begins to move through you, she brings that creative life force energy into all of the areas where you have denied yourself of your own divinity. And she awakens you through that journey to your own divinity once again. And ultimately, as I said, she moves to the crown where she meets Shiva. And that's the experience of divine union within the self, the merging, the reunification of the mother and the father, the feminine, the masculine.
Why is the womb that critical place and so important for women to connect with?
It drops my jaw every single time I think about this, because women have an organ in our body that literally takes ethereal energy and makes it into physical form. It's pure magic, absolutely pure magic. And yet our society doesn't even talk about it. Our society definitely doesn't honor and rever the power that we hold in our bodies. And ancient civilizations did. And there's some tribes still do, that they understand that it's a portal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a portal through creation point. The same point that we are born and through which we pass, the white light, the tunnel, it's the creation point. And women hold that in their wombs. We hold the stargate of creation itself. I mean, oh, I just get energetically bliss hit as I speak to that, because it's so powerful and so tremendous. And it's not just for conceiving children, though, of course, yes, right? Let's bring forth a new life. Let's bring forth the new generations. But it's in conceiving and creating anything. When I'm creating for my business, I'm talking to my womb. She's making the decisions. And what's really beautiful is when you're connected to your heart's desires, which I make that very specifically, because they're not ego desires. And the differentiation there is that the heart always, always, always serves the whole. It is not self-centered, though you, of course, serve yourself through your own heart's desires that are serving the whole. And when we're connected to those heart's desires, the womb aligns that very powerfully, and she begins to yearn for that and long for that. And her magnetism rises, and she begins to pull in the opportunity, the potentialities, all the things that need to align for you to then bring that creative life force energy into action and actualize your heart's desires. So she works very intimately with the heart's desires, and so powerful, it's so potent. We just have to get out of the way and let our own inner divinity guide us.
On that note, please think of what Alara is saying. We're going to take a very quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story, because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse, and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag, so you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Alara Sage, who is the founder and creator of Unity Academy. I love what you are saying, and it's an amazing thing because for so many women, we have been taught to be ashamed. It's when we have our period. I mean, in certain religions, that makes us unclean. That life-giving force that until a woman stops doing that, she can create life. It's an amazing thing that as women, we are taught to be ashamed instead of reveling in the power that we bring. So how, what ways can women use and go through to reconnect more intimately with their wombs and that power? Alara?
Well, I love how you bring up menstruation, because for those who are still in that era of their life, that's a perfect way to connect, because each part of our cycle has a different flavor to it and therefore has different energy around it. You know, it's just like the seasons, the fall, the winter, the spring, and the summer. And each season that is Mother Gaia's menstruation, right, offers us a different reflection of self and a different opportunity to engage with ourselves. And it's the same through the menstrual cycle. But most women aren't even aware of what part of their cycle they're in unless they're bleeding. Some are connected to their ovulation. And then, as you so beautifully put, we're like, I'm going through this. It doesn't feel good. I don't like it. It's gross. And right. When we're bleeding, oh my God, we are totally just this portal to our ancestors. We're just connected to the primordial femme energy directly. It's so powerful and so potent. And so learning, you know, it's great to get like an app that tells you where you are in your cycle so that you can start to feel, okay, I'm in this part of my cycle. How does that feel in my body? What shows up for me in that part of my cycle? And start to become familiar with how your unique body communicates and expresses to you your cycle. And I don't want to leave out those women who have gone through menopause, because you, my loves, are super powerful. You know, that's an initiation into our wise woman, into our elder. And there's a little bit different way that, you know, generally menopausal women and men are connecting to the cycles of the moon more deeply, but they are just so innately connected all the time. If they've done the work and if they're connected to their wombs, menopausal women are deeply connected to their ancestors all the time.
As a woman who, it's interesting, I went through the change 4 years ago. I was late. I was 59 when I went through, and I would get my period the first Sunday of the month at 5 o'clock. I would walk into the bathroom at 4:45 and put on a pad and come out. And I got my period in August, never got it in September. That was it for me as far as, but hormonally, my body doesn't know I went through the change. So I can always tell when I'm ovulating. I have yet to have a year where once or twice a year, I will still spot because my body doesn't know. And it's, but it's so funny because I always knew what my cycle was. And there are still those, and the months that I spot halfway through, I'm going to want that chips and dip. I need that salty and crunchy, you know, and it's so funny that on the flip side, it's why my hair is still shiny. I still produce collagen. You know, I'm 63. I don't have lines on my face and stuff like that because my body doesn't know. It's totally gone through the shift, but it's a powerful thing. It really is, because my body is still trying to glean that energy from that life giving time that you go through in menstruation, whereas some people don't feel I feel more energized and have more energy. It'll be those nights that I'll sleep really deeply, but don't need as much sleep and stuff. So I just kind of, I've always tried to respect where my body is and what it's doing. And so, but I know for a lot of women, this is really difficult. And so many of us have that unknown trauma and that whole thing that goes on from whatever happened in our childhood and the way we were made to feel about things. How do we work on releasing that shame and dysfunction that so many of us carry, Alara?
Yeah, shame was definitely a biggie for me. And I think first and foremost, you know, the willing to acknowledge that you may have shame, you may carry shame. And we can have shame and we can understand that we don't have to believe the shame, right? Just because we have been shamed and that has been projected onto us, particularly when we were very little, doesn't mean we have to believe that energy. My mother used to actually say to me, shame on you. Like those were the exact words. I mean, that's a literal spell. And cool. She didn't know. She didn't know that she was spelling shame on me. She was taught the same thing. So she just carried it forward. And I feel like when I first connected to that energy, the energy of shame is very low vibrational. And it was kind of like, whoa, what was that? You know, like I believed that because I could feel the shame, I was shameful. Something I had done was wrong. And as I learned to just let myself feel the shame, that doesn't mean that I am shameful. I can choose to believe. I can choose to believe how I want to see myself. Wow. Great. Fantastic. There's shame. Wonderful. There's pain. There's grief. There's all the emotions, right? It doesn't matter. It's all the same emotion in the sense that it's emotion and it's a sensation in the body. And if you let yourself feel it and just acknowledge that somewhere along your journey, you said, oh, I must be this. And now you can say, no, I no longer desire to identify with that anymore. It'll move through you. And you'll come back to that realization of your divinity. Because when we've shamed ourselves, we've literally said that part of ourself, which is usually very, very intimate, very, very deep inside of ourselves. This is like the root of inauthenticity, right? Is not divine. It's not a part of God. It's got to be separate. So it's so bad that it needs to be over there in the corner. You know, and God, creation, source is over there. And that's just not true. Nothing is separate. Nothing is separate. So all you have to do is breathe into that and willing to see yourself, see the little version of yourself, call her forth. It's a great way to work with it, is just call forth a part of you that feels ashamed and feel her or see her, however you relate to the information. Hold her, love her. Tell her she's beautiful. Tell her she is divinity. Give that love back to yourself.
I can't think of a better way to end that conversation. Wow. Alara, as we're wrapping up, what do you want to leave women with? And how may they reach out to you?
Honestly, from my own womb, I want to tell you how incredibly powerful you are. You are this source of vitality and aliveness. And I desire so deeply for you to connect to that, not only so that you can feel it, but you can experience your draw, how magnetic you really are. And you don't have to chase, you don't have to force. You can just draw in, receive, delight in, and play.
Beautiful.
So yes, they can reach out to me. AlaraSage.com is my website. Alara Sage is all of my handles on social media. I kind of got lost in myself there. I'm all trying to count now. I can't even talk.
Well, you know what? What you said was so powerful that I can totally understand how you just got lost to yourself. I'm wiping a tear because that was really lovely. And all of Alara's links are going to be live. And she also has a wonderful podcast, the ecstaticwomanpodcast.com. All those links will be live too. I really encourage you to go to her site, download the book that is there for you, listen to her podcast. Women are the givers of life. We are so powerful. And it is why, especially men, but then again, even our moms, because some of our moms didn't know better. Yeah. I got lucky. I got so lucky that I had a mom who, when I got my period at 10 and a half, just sat me down and hugged me and told me all of the joys of what this means in my life and to never let anybody make you feel bad. And if it hurts or whatever, because I used to get horrible cramps, my mother would make me soup and my mother would make me tea. And she would always just let me know that this is, unfortunately, sometimes with the good, you have to take the bad, but that it is a miracle. Every month, you know that that miracle is still happening. And so I really love the journey that I am on and the amazing women I get to connect with. And then I find out again just what an anomaly my mother was back in 1960 when she had me. She really was just an anomaly of the women that were out there. And so for all of you that have the gift of a daughter, just remind her of how special she is. And then don't forget to stand behind her, look in the mirror, and remember that you created that life, that you are amazing, and that there's no one like you. Like Dr. Seuss says, you know, there's no one youer than you, and you should celebrate it. And I love that you do. And again, all of Alara's links are going to be live. I so encourage you to reach out to her and learn the power you have within and reconnect with yourself, because the end of the day, the only thing that we have that is totally ours is us. That's it, ourself. Everything else is what we get to experience, but we ourselves, that's it. So be the best you can be and go out there and share your power. So Alara, thank you so much for taking the time to come and share with us today. I really appreciate it. I truly do.
This was so delicious. Thank you, my love.
Right back at you. And for all of you tuning in, thank you for being here. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Brave, see, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.